Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Florida is under a state of emergency as Tropical Storm Ian strengthens on its way north in the Caribbean. As Carrie Sheridan of member station WUSF reports, Floridians are busy preparing for what could be a major hurricane.
Outside a Publix grocery store in Sarasota, 8-year-old Levi Metzger is selling popcorn for his Boy Scout troop.
I'm a little worried. I've never been the hurricane that I actually remember. I've done it once, but I don't remember.
His mom, Ashley, has been watching shoppers go in and out.
Today, I feel like it's not as crazy. I went out yesterday and got some stuff, and it was really heavy.
At a nearby Lowe's hardware store, the parking lot is half empty. Ariel Odell lifts a couple of planks of plywood into his truck.
I'm having it just in case. I'm not even putting it up.
Emergency management officials are urging people to be stocked with food, water, and medicine. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Sheridan in Sarasota.
Residents of Canada's maritime provinces are beginning a long recovery from the damage wrought by post-tropical storm Fiona over the weekend. Emma Jacobs reports that many homes and businesses were badly damaged by hurricane-force winds and flooding.
Nova Scotia Premier Tim Houston visited the community of Glace Bay on the eastern end of the province to survey the damage to homes and power infrastructure. He says the storm destroyed the homes of dozens of families in this area.
Making sure that people have safe shelter is a real concern because we know that there's a lot of people who are without right now.
In some communities around the region, homes were swept out to sea. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.
Giorgia Meloni is now expected to become Italy's first female prime minister. Projections from Sunday's general election show a likely victory for a coalition led by Meloni's far-right party, the Brothers of Italy. The right-wing alliance is expected to take 43% of the votes. Meloni is now asking for unity. Here she is heard through a BBC interpreter.
If we are called, and we are called to govern this nation, we will do so on everyone's behalf. We will do it for all Italians with the clear objective of uniting this people, of underlying what unites it rather than what divides it. Because the great objective that we've always had in our life and that we have as a political force is that of ensuring that Italians may once again be proud to be Italians.
The biggest group in the center-left alliance, the Democratic Party, has accepted defeat. Typhoon Noru pounded the Philippines Sunday night. High winds, flooding, and power outages caused the government to briefly shut down, and five rescuers were killed when a wall collapsed on them. The most powerful typhoon to hit the country this year weakened once it hit land and moved across the main Luzon region. Thousands of people were moved to emergency shelters before the storm hit in hopes of preventing a bigger tragedy. This is NPR News. A boat carrying as many as 100 Hindu pilgrims capsized on Sunday in a river in northern Bangladesh. Police say at least 24 people were killed. At least 12 women and 8 children were among the dead. The passengers were traveling for a religious festival where tens of thousands of people gather every year for a religious gathering. As Puerto Rico continues to recover from Hurricane Fiona that struck the island last week, state officials say the country's plantain crops were badly damaged, and they say the island likely won't be able to produce any plantains for the upcoming holiday season. NPR's Juliana Kim reports.
Plantains are one of Puerto Rico's top commodities. They also serve as an essential ingredient to popular Puerto Rican dishes. But a vast majority were ruined last Sunday in the heavy downpour caused by Fiona. Banana, papaya, and coffee fields were also battered by the storm. The Secretary of Puerto Rico's Department of Agriculture estimates that the agricultural industry will lose about $100 million. And there's a growing concern for farmers, who were also badly hurt by Hurricane Maria in 2017. At the time, 80% of the island's crop value was lost. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
Tennessee and North Carolina State have broken into the top 10 of the AP College football poll, and Florida State is back in the rankings for the first time in 4 years. But the top 5, Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, and Clemson all remain in place after wins this weekend. Oklahoma's upset loss to Kansas State, though, allowed USC to move to number 6 and Kentucky to number 7, and Tennessee moved up 3 places to number 8. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.